I'll be honest with you, if Brother Tommy and Miss Sheila didn't praise the Lord like they are this morning, I'd be ashamed of them. Don't look at me weird. God healed their daughter of cancer like he had. They ought to shout, amen. That's better than winning the lottery or whatever, amen. Take your Bible this morning and turn to Colossians chapter number 1. I didn't tell them to sing that song, but I'm sure glad they did. If you'll give me just for a few minutes this morning, I just want to do that. I just want to magnify Him. Last Sunday we talked about the rapture of the church, and we go in different directions, but sometimes I think we ought to just take a time out, if you will, and just brag on the Lord. I mean, really, just lift Him up. They ain't too much you could say about Him. Yeah. Amen. I mean, so you ever get around people, they brag about something all the time and you just get sick of hearing it? Yeah. I mean, how cute their kid is, or I don't know, or how good a score they played in golf. And they always got something they brag about and you see them coming. But listen, it doesn't get old to brag about Jesus. Why? Because we cannot say too much about Him. Amen. My friend Jesse Craigle, old blind Jesse up in Delaware, he sings that song, "Ain't Nothing Better Than Jesus." Amen. If I had to take a title for my little bragging session this morning, that's just what I'd say. Ain't nothing better than Jesus. I don't know what you come looking for this morning, but they ain't nothing better than Jesus. I don't know what your soul is searching for, but they ain't nothing better than Jesus. I don't know what you're hoping in and trusting in, but hey, there ain't nothing better than Jesus. Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1, look at verse number 12. The Bible said, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness," watch this, "and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son." I love that verse of Scripture right there. In other words, we've been robbed out of one place and put in another. We've been snatched out of one family and grafted in to another. Thank God. Well, verse 14, "In whom we have redemption, through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Who is the image? Talking about Jesus. Who is the image of the invisible God? The firstborn of every creature. For by Him all things were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or power. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. I don't know if you're like me, you've been watching a little bit. I don't have very much a political mind. I don't understand a lot of the stuff that goes on in Washington, and furthermore, I don't think they do either. Amen. Half that crowd, you hear them talk for 30 minutes, don't make a lick of sense. But I've been watching since McCain chose the lady, Miss Palin, as his running mate, and she made her big speech, and then the Democrats, they come back and blah, 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 this about this, her and about her, and then on the other side, they're about Obama. You know what they're doing? They're examining one another. They take and hire people. Now they say that they've got Hillary a new job. Her job, they said, was to knock the shine off of Sarah Palin. In other words, their job is to examine somebody's life and find the fault that they can find with and expose it for the world to see. Well, Miss Hillary, if you were going to examine Jesus, you would have a tough job ahead of you. I don't care who you are, where you live, where you went to school, what your financial background is. We ain't got to look very far. We're going to find something wrong. There's a skeleton in your closet somewhere. Some of you probably got a graveyard in your closet. Come on, talk to me. Amen. But I'm glad when they brought Jesus before Pilate, Pilate said, "I'm sorry, but I find no fault in this man. I've looked him up this way. I've looked him down that way. I've heard everything he has to say. I've heard all the accusations from the witnesses, but I find no fault in this man." Well, that's a pretty good candidate right there, ain't it? Amen. Woo! Ain't no dirt on Jesus. Thank God. The Bible said that he was before all things. And all things consist, or by him all things consist. Let me just say, there ain't nothing better than Jesus. Our Lord is the chiefest among the chiefs. Oh yeah. He's better than the best. He's richer than the rich. He's more lovely than the lovely. He's higher than the high. He's more mighty than the mighty. I'm just telling you, you just can't get no better than Jesus. Ain't no sense in looking no further than Jesus. Amen. Amen. You see, in studying Buddhism, I can find fault with Buddha. You say, what's wrong with Buddha? He's dead. Y'all all right? He's dead. You can go rub his fat belly all you want. He's still dead. Amen. I mean, I don't see nobody going to a graveyard and laying on the grave and going, "Oh, Buddha, oh, Buddha." Amen. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? You never hear anybody hit their finger with a hammer and holler, "Oh, Buddha." Amen. It's always Jesus Christ. Of course, that's taking his name in vain. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Oh, Muhammad, I hit my finger. I don't holler out Muhammad. No, but it's Jesus Christ. I don't care how far you look. It's him you need. Somebody said, "I need a counselor." Well, that's him. Amen. Somebody said, "Preacher, I need a good counselor." Well, that's one of his names, Isaiah said. Amen. He's counselor. So I need some advice. He gives good advice. Yes. Amen. I need somebody to understand my heartache. Oh, he understands. The Bible said he is tempted in all points as we are. He knows and he understands our hurt and he understands our pain. And furthermore, he knows where you are and he knows your situation this morning. Hey, it'd be a good day for you just to get acquainted with him. Amen. It'd be a good day for you to get acquainted with him. Let me just tell you some things about him. I'm just going to brag on him a minute. Amen. I watch the candidates. That's what they're doing. They're trying to tell everything about themselves. Well, the Lord sent me to tell you about him. Amen. 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 Ephesians chapter number 3. I want you to notice that his love is absolutely unknowable. His love is unknowable. Hey, you know what? You can find out with your family and with your friends just how much they love you. Amen. Most of us, because we're flesh, in our inner being, we've got a line drawn in the sand. Amen. We've got that attitude of, "I love you, but." If you could search my heart, you could find the end of my love. But his love is unending. His love is absolutely unknowable. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 19. The Bible said, "And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." The Bible said that his love passes knowledge. You know what he's talking about? Can't nobody figure out why he loves us. I mean, man, it's beyond our education. My mind don't go that high. Amen. And my heart can't think that deep. Hey, I don't know why he loves me, but he loves me. It's unknowable. Somebody said, "Why does God love you?" I ain't got the foggiest idea. Amen. I don't know why he loves me. He's perfect and I ain't. We have absolutely nothing in common. He's holy and I'm not. He's just and I'm not. Come on, talk to me. Amen. You ain't never going to sit up down there, boys. Come on. You ain't never going to find nobody. Y'all don't get mad at me getting on these boys. I want them to hear what I got to say. I want them to know ain't nobody ever loved them like Jesus loves. Amen. Man has reasoned out many things. He's discovered a lot of secrets of the universe and even outer space. But he can't reason out the love of God. Amen. His love's unknowable. Listen, I just want to say to you this morning, it's simple, I know. But ain't nobody ever loves you like Jesus. Your mama can't love you like Jesus loves you. Your daddy can't love you. Your husband, your wife, your children can't love you like Jesus loves you. Aren't you glad he loves you? I remember when I was a little kid, Jason, riding the bus to White Oak, we'd sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. How do you know he loves you? He told me he loved me. Amen. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Amen. For God so loved the world. Amen. And all you past tense freaks, take that somewhere else. Yeah. He still loves us. Amen? Amen. If God didn't love you, you'd be frying in the pit right now. Amen. He loves us. His love is unknowable. Let me give you another. 1 Timothy chapter number 1. 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 14. The Bible said, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. His love is unknowable and His grace is inexhaustible. Amen. His grace is inexhaustible. You know what? I have found grace for every need in my life. Every need. You know what grace is? That's God's unmerited favor toward man. In other words, His grace is getting something you did not deserve. You know what our flesh says? I deserve this. I deserve that. No, we deserve to be in hell. There's none righteous, no, not one. Amen. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Friend, that's me. Amen. That's you. And it's the Pope too. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, we're all unrighteous. Yeah. But man, I have found grace for every need in my life. Thank God there was grace for my salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Thank God for old-fashioned Holy Ghost. Yeah. Mm. Salvation by grace. Amen. I'm sorry, I get happy about that, man. I fell down. I'm glad he's here this morning. I fell down on a New Year's Eve in that man's front yard while that little old boy sitting beside him laying in the bed asleep. OJ come out. Thank God he put on some pants before he did. We got up under a pine tree in his front yard. I called out on the name of God. Hey, didn't deserve nothing, and he saved my soul. That was grace. But that ain't the only grace I've known. I've known His grace every day since. Hey, little did I know, I knew His grace every day before. It was only by the grace of God I made it to 19. I remember sneaking in them fishing holes, hearing bullets. Zoom! I've told it before, but if you hear the bullet zizz before you hear the bang of the gun, you're on the wrong end. Oh yeah. Zoo pow! What in the world was that? Supposed to go the other way. Amen. That's the grace of God, brother. Amen. I wrecked more cars as a teenager than you can shake a stick at. Had my head bust through the windshield. Right down the street from your church on a Sunday morning. Oh yeah. I would have been dead 1,000 times. What was it? It's grace. It's grace. I wonder how many of you men be honest and say, God ought to let me die 1,000 times as a teenager. Amen. There sits Charlie Ryder this morning. That's hard to believe. He's sitting there. That sucker ought to be dead. Deserves to be dead. Body all busted up and broke up, riding bump, Brahma bulls. You stupid enough to get on one of them things, you ought to get hurt. Amen. But God let him live through all that to bring him to my front porch. Amen. Yeah. Walk down in this aisle right here. Trust Christ as a Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. That's grace. Grace for every need. There's grace for every need. There's saving grace. There's living grace. There's forgiving grace. Oh yeah, I've had to ask for it time and 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 time again. Thank God, old brother Tom Hayes from Saluda, North Carolina, wrote that song, There'll Be New Grace. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. He's talking about that dying grace. Yeah. I haven't experienced that yet. Yeah. But I will. Yeah. I don't understand how an old saint of God can lay on their deathbed, body racked with pain, and just start praising God and talking about how beautiful heaven is and how bad they want to go home. You know what that is? That's that grace they've never yet experienced. Amen. But thank God, one day I will. If I don't get to go with the rapture, amen. That's what I'm praying for. Amen. His love is unknowable. His grace is inexhaustible. Hey, Paul said he'd even give grace when there's a problem with the flesh. Oh, yeah. He told God, said, I got a thorn in this flesh. God said, my grace is sufficient. Amen. And it's still sufficient today. I don't know what you're going through, but his grace will get the job done. John chapter 14 and verse number 27. A couple more verses and I'll have you out of here. I know the Methodists are already at the buffet line. Amen. Just think, by the time you get there, it'll be all fresh. Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter number, what did I say, 14 and verse number 27. John 14 and verse number 27. Look at this. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 7, the Bible said, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. His love is unknowable, his grace is inexhaustible, but thank God his peace cannot be measured. Amen. His peace cannot be measured. Thank God for the peace. Jesus is our peace. Amen. Amen. They're talking about peace in the Middle East and peace about this and peace about that. He's the peace. Amen. Amen. He's the peace. They sang that song, I know the peace speaker. That's him. I know him by name. Thank God. When those angels announced his birth, you know what they said? Peace on earth. They weren't talking about the earth being at peace. They said peace is on earth. They're talking about him. Amen. They weren't talking about the world wasn't at peace. Herod had people out looking for him to kill him. That's not peace. This world's never been at perfect peace. You hear what I said? It's never been at perfect peace since Adam and Eve gave in to the temptation in the garden when sin entered into the world. Where there's sin, there can be no perfect peace. But when Jesus hit the ground, they said, peace is on earth now, buddy. Amen. Peace is on earth now. Hey, we may live in a world that's not at peace, and we're going to live in a world that's not at peace, but thank God in the recesses of our soul. Amen. It may be raging on the surface, but there's a deep set of peace. Amen. Woo! Goes right there. Thank God. How many of you know the peace of God? Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Somebody said, man, I just don't see how Sister Sheila and them got through that. The peace of God. The peace of God. Oh, yeah, there were tough times. But deep down, there was peace. Amen. When we go to these funerals, we have some pretty good funerals around here. You say, is there such thing as a good funeral? Yeah, we're supposed to celebrate when a saint goes. Amen. Oh, yeah, we've seen the peace of God. We know about it. Thank God for it. Amen. I love out of one of my favorite hymns is, it is well with my soul. Yeah. Be honest with you. Somebody said, why do we get them soul-stirring hymns? Amen. Now, my favorite is old church hymnal. We bought those soul-stirring hymns for one reason. It's got its well with my soul. Amen. I'm serious, heart attack. That's the only reason we have them. Because that one song. It dawned on me later, it would have been cheaper just to photocopy it and paste it inside the church hymn till. Amen. That old boy, is it Swofford? Wofford? What's it? H.G. Swofford wrote that song. His family. His children were lost at sea. He's on a ship traveling across, and the captain stopped and said, sir, this is where your family went down. And he wrote that song, when peace, like a river, attendeth my way, and sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Amen. Thank God as a Christian, hey, I may face troubled times and I'm going to. I know there's preachers in America that, oh, they only preach warm, fuzzy stuff and nothing ever bad happens. That's just not true. It does happen every day. This is a rough world we live in. But thanks be unto God because we know Him. We know peace. Amen. Amen. We can put our head on our pillow at night and we can rest in Him. Amen. Well, can I give you a couple more right quick? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 8. The Bible said, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice, watch this, with joy unspeakable and full of glory. His love is unknowable, his grace is inexhaustible, his peace cannot be measured, and his joy is unspeakable. You know what joy unspeakable is? It's joy unspeakable. You can't even describe how good you feel. Amen. Now listen, listen. For those of you that are against shouting and lifting your voice in church, I don't think that's joy unspeakable. I get that over cheese on my quarter pounder. That ain't joy unspeakable. That's just a... that's a good thing. Joy unspeakable is that. Woo! How do you feel? Woo-hoo! I just can't even tell you how good it is to be saved. How good it is to be a child of God. How good it is to know I ain't going to hell when I die. How good it is to know I'm going to walk streets of God. Man, I'm telling you, it's joy unspeakable. You hunting happiness? It's in Him. Joy unspeakable. Amen. You know what that is? That's a good time. Amen. It's okay to have a good time at church, ain't it? Huh? Hey, we still got our doctrine, right? One old boy visited here one time. He shook my hand at the door. He said, man, I think y'all a little bit Pentecostal. I said, no, man, we just say. I told him, I said, by the way, somebody did call us one time, said we was Bablicostal. What's that mean? I don't know. We're happy and the rest of the crowd jealous about it. Amen. Amen. We've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's why we can stand up like Brother Tommy this morning and say, He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Amen. Wow. Joy unspeakable. Have you got that this morning? Huh? I hope so. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 8. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 8. Almost done. He said unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. His love is unknowable, His grace is inexhaustible, His peace cannot be measured, His joy is unspeakable, and His riches are unsearchable. His riches are unsearchable. Past knowledge, past finding out. Huh? We worrying about money. Worrying about gas prices. Worrying about the mortgage on this building. How are we going to keep the buses running up and down the road? My Father's got it. Amen. My Father's got it. He's got it all. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills and the wealth of every mine. He owns the rivers and the rocks and rills. Hey, He owns more treasures than tongue can tell. He's my Father, so they're mine as well. Amen. He got us here, didn't He? Amen. That whole crowd panicking over the Y2K. He got us through that one, didn't He? I'll be honest with you, that went by so fast I didn't even know it happened. Y'all all right? I still think we ought to sue them preachers that wrote them books. Yeah. They ought at least have to refund everybody's money. They missed it. Amen. He's got it. Hey, but He may need us just to do without it for a little bit. Y'all all right? He may need us to struggle for a little bit. Why? So we trust Him more. We don't understand that concept, do we? Huh? He may want us to work for it a little bit. Amen? But His riches are unsearchable. He owns it all. He said everything was created by Him and for Him. Amen. That money the bank's got that we need, He owns it. Yes, sir. Amen. He's got it.
Let me hurry. I'll get you done here. Brother Todd, y'all come on and get us a song, if you would. Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse number 33. The Bible said, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. We said His love was unknowable. His grace is inexhaustible. His peace cannot be measured. His joy is unspeakable. His riches are unsearchable. And His ways are unmappable. You can't figure God out. Amen. You can't. He said even His heaven is higher than the earth, so are His thoughts higher than ours. Amen. It's not our place to figure Him out. It's our place to trust Him. Well, I just don't know what God's doing. He may not want you to know. He may just want you to trust Him. He knows the end from the beginning. He already knows the answer. So maybe we ought to just lean on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Just trust the Lord with all our heart. Amen. Lean not under our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge Him. He'll direct our path. Amen. His ways are unmappable. I'll be honest with you. He ain't never done me wrong. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 11. The Bible said, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. He's unsurpassable. You just ain't going to do better than Jesus. You might try this for a while and do all right, and you might try that and do all right for a while, but you ain't going to find nothing better than Jesus. No club, no affiliation, no church membership. It better be built on Him. Let's stand to our feet. I just wanted to brag on Him a minute. I know it was more than a minute. Do you know Him this morning? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know Him? Could you say amen to every one of those points and say, yeah, I know what you're talking about? I mean, really, could you? When I talked about His love being unknowable, did you say, yeah, I understand that? I've often wondered how He could love somebody like me. Amen. His grace inexhaustible. Could you say amen to that? Me? I could, boy. I bear witness with that stuff, brother. Amen. You know why? Because I know Him. I know Him. Let's bow our heads this morning. We'll have our altar call. Nobody looking around. Kids, y'all help me. You had your eyes closed the rest of the service. Shouldn't be no problem now. Listen carefully. Do you know Him this morning? Are you saved? If you died right now, just like you are, would heaven be your home? If you can't answer that for 100% sure in your heart, I'd sure like to pray for you if you'd just slip up your hand. So, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure. But if I died today, heaven be my home. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma'am. God bless your hearts. I see your hands. You can put them down. Is there anybody else? Preacher, I don't know if I died right now. If heaven would be my home, please pray for me. Anybody else? What about this? Preacher, I know I'm saved. But thanks for reminding me this morning just how good my God is to me. How wonderful He is. Preacher, help me. Help me pray that I'd never forget how great a Savior I serve. Lord, be all our hands. God bless your heart. Let's pray together, Father, as we come to you one more time. Thank you, God, for your grace, your mercy, your love. God, thank you for putting up with us, God. Lord, thank you for these folks who have showed up to be in church this morning. Lord, we don't ever take it for granted that they'd come, Lord, and worship with us. Lord, you've seen the hands that were raised. You know the hearts. Lord, there's a young lady raised her hand this morning who means an awful, awful lot to me. Lord, I held her in my arms when she was a little baby. Lord, don't let her leave without having that settled in her heart this morning. Lord, it'd break my heart to get to heaven and find out she wasn't there. Please, Lord, please help this young man, God, who lifted his hand. Just have your way in this altar call, Lord. And we'll thank you, God. We'll praise you. Jesus' sweet, holy name I pray.